First stop.
Unlike Bustillo, the Cuevona de Ardiles does not contain any significant prehistoric art. The tour, therefore, presents the cave as a natural space of geological interest, not because of its many karst formations, but because of the characteristics of the final chamber. La Cuevona and Tito Bustillo are two of the four known caves in the Ardiles Massif. It is a small, mountainous elevation on the left bank of the mouth of the Cea River. A karst is defined as a formation of limestone, sedimentary soluble rock, which creates a topography where external erosion, wind and rain, or internal erosion, flows of underground water, shape its current appearance. You cannot talk about caves without talking about underground streams of water. A cave is like an ancient riverbed. The four known caves are the result of the erosion caused by the San Miguel River on the limestone rock. The river flows outdoors for about 6 kilometers, where it meets the southwest side of the mountain, and instead of skirting it, it flows inside for 500 meters. Over a very long period of time, the river carved out streams on three levels that formed these four caves. The cave known as Viesca, also called the Cueva del Tenis, Tennis Cave in Riva de Sella, is at the top of the mountain. The Cuevona de Ardiles, the cave we are going to visit, is underneath at an intermediate level, to the northeast. To the southwest, on the same level, is another cave called La Yosita. It contains significant Paleolithic art, but due to its characteristics, it is closed to the public. Below this is Tito Bustillo, the final stream of water. The San Miguel River is flowing right now underneath its galleries, and when it rains heavily, it can flood again. Not all of these caves contain Paleolithic art. That is, not all of them were used symbolically by the Upper Paleolithic hunter-gatherer groups. However, they all have archaeological remains from the Paleolithic period. That is, they were all inhabited, or at least frequented, by the hunter-gatherer groups that lived in this territory between 40,000 and 11,000 years ago. To reach the entrance of La Cuevona, you must climb an external staircase with 166 steps, which zigzag in four sections to the entrance, and which is equivalent to 6 floors, without a lift and few landings. It is therefore advisable to climb slowly and at your own pace. Parada antes de entrar. Of the four caves mentioned, this was the first to be discovered, or at least the first for which we have written documentary references. The earliest references to the existence of this cave date back to 1869 in the last third of the 19th century. There is evidence that people were entering the cave at that time because of the graffiti inside, which includes names and dates, many of which are 19th century. The oldest documented graffiti in the cave dates back to 1871. There is evidence of an initial archaeological intervention outside the cave around 1874. The dig was carried out by an engineer from Gijón, Justo del Castillo, and it was, if not the first, one of the first caves to be researched using archaeological methodology in northern Spain. They would find sparse but significant remains of a prehistoric habitat, remains of carvings, fauna, and remains of a shell midden, collections of mollusk shells. These were groups of hunters, fishermen, and gatherers, and among the food they gathered that left archaeological remains were mollusks and crustaceans. These piles of waste debris are cemented by dissolved limestone forming stratigraphic levels composed of shells, providing much archaeological information. In principle, the discovery of remains on the outside is typical of prehistoric occupation in a cave. They lived in a shelter outside where there was natural light, protected from bad weather by limestone peaks, rocky outcrops, or the position. However, La Cuevona is in extremely bad position. It faces northeast, so it receives only a few hours of sunlight every year and is almost always in the shade. It is also exposed to cold winds from the Cantabrian Sea, which come from the north and east. Paleolithic people usually preferred living in the south or southwest, which are more sheltered and protected areas. This shelter may have been used for a specific purpose, perhaps as a hunting ground, because it is very high, offering an extensive view and control over the territory over the Saya River, which bent the transit of animals and the development of hunting strategies. These days, there is no such visibility because of the thick forest, but in Paleolithic times, the forest would not have been this dense. The glacial climate created an open, steppe-like landscape with more brushland than forests. In this environment, the Cantabrian sea level dropped by 120 meters because the seawater froze in the glacial inland cysts in the coastline and moved away on this front by 7 to 9 kilometers. Therefore, the estuary where the Saya River flows into the sea, which is now found below the entrance to the cave, would have been much further north in Paleolithic times. There has undoubtedly been a remarkable change in Cantabrian landscape over the last 14,000 to 15,000 years. Inside the cave, however, we believe that things have not changed so much. Setting aside the adaptation of the cave for public visitors, we believe that conditions inside the cave were the same now as they were in prehistoric times. It is a short, 70-meter climb. There are still a few steps to ascend and then a few steps to descend to the final chamber. It is important to be careful in the downhill sections because there is little light and the ground is wet and slippery. You are all allowed to take pictures and photographs outside and on the outside part of the tour, but not inside the cave. Parada una, dentro de Cuevona. After the flowing of the underground river, the calcification and collapses take place in the caves, so that it is not always easy to know where the water once flowed. However, there are shapes that give us clues. Very smooth walls with small cups, small hollows or galleries, and the remains of dissolved rocks compact stalagmite masses generally called lava flows. Rainwater trickles down, forming stalactites and stalagmites, precipitations and deposits of calcium carbonate produced by water flowing through limestone rock. However, there is now very little dripping or seepage in the Cuevona, and the formations are either dormant or they are activated and deactivated by rainfall. Parada en Tarima. There are two things that make the final chamber of the Cuevona unique. Its size. Its floor diameter measures more or less 100 meters at some points and a maximum height of 52 meters for the lowest part of the cave to the vault that rises above us. Also, the back of the cave is lit by natural skylight in the ceiling, which projects light into the chamber. The chamber was formed not only by erosion or dissolution of water, it is the product of a series of collapses, with blocks falling from the walls and ceilings gradually enlarging it. The instability causing these landslides is due to the displacement of a fault running from one side of the chamber to the other. The geological peculiarity of having light inside the back of the cave makes the Cuevona archaeologically unique, making it possible to live inside the cave. This chamber was excavated between 1912 and 1916, excavation during which archaeological remains were found inside. Once again, the remains of carving, numerous animal remains, and a large pile of shells in the depths of the chamber. Despite its size, the cave has no development other than the vertical connection with the back, which goes down to the level of the San Miguel River. There are no secondary galleries, nor does there appear to have been any connection with the other three caves in the massifs.